For better or worse, California's image is defined by Hollywood, swimming pools, movie stars. But there was a time, not so long ago, when paintings, song, and travel brochures depicted California as a state rich with orange groves, snow-capped peaks, and mountain streams. The commercial and fine art that helped shape California's image is the subject of a major exhibition at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. It features everything from skimpy bathing suits to cars to fruit crates. From member station KCRW in Santa Monica, Eric Roy reports.
While people who've never been to California may visualize what it might be like, even many Californians imagine the perfect California that must have existed sometime before they were born. One favorite is old Alta California, where Spanish dons and Mission Indians shared the fruits of an idyllic Mediterranean civilization.
The Mission myth gives a picture of California as full of picturesque, crumbling buildings that are emblems of a golden civilization.
Sherry Bernstein helped plan the LA County Museum of Art exhibition, Made in California, Art, Image, and Identity, 1900 to 2000. Bernstein says the Mission myth was created by turn-of-the-century promoters to get Easterners to move west, and was mirrored by artists who knew paintings that romanticized California's past would sell.
Spanish missionaries were living in complete harmony with Native Americans whom they colonized, and we know that is very much not the case. So it really whitewashes the story of the mission history of California.
The myth versus reality theme is carried through five floors full of pieces ranging from paintings, drawings, sculpture, and photographs to tourist brochures, posters, film clips, surfboards, cars, and fine furniture. On the first floor, the section titled Selling California covers the first 20 years of the last century. On the second floor, curator Eileen Susan Fort says the years 1920 to 1940 are grouped under the label Contested Eden.
And so we begin to have images of urban life, but they're not the urban images that an East Coast artist would paint. First of all, I guess you would describe them as picturesque, charming. The buildings are all colorful. There's no dirt. You usually see them from high up, a high perspective.
And while commercial artists embraced industrialization, Fort says there were few oil paintings of the oil derricks that dotted much of Southern California. California's image began to fray during the Great Depression of the 1930s. After 150,000 Hispanic farm workers were deported to Mexico, even though many were U.S. citizens, and replaced by white Okies who were treated almost as badly. In a museum listening room, patrons can hear folk singer Woody Guthrie tell the bitter story of Dust Bowl refugees.
Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee.
At the same time, Hollywood movies helped Americans escape from the Depression while sending an ever more glamorous image of California to a new worldwide audience. Climbing the stairs to the third floor, we see prosperity returning with World War II, but racism intensifying. Magazine ads by Cole of California touted slinky bathing suits and combat parachutes made of the same material. Nature photographer Ansel Adams documented the imprisonment of innocent Japanese Americans, though his photos focus more on the Sierra Nevada mountains around the Manzanar internment camp than on the camp itself. The booming post-war economy is epitomized in L.A. by the first-ever tract home brochure, highlighting the uniform design that affordably housed the new middle class. Curator Carol Eliel says Americans also tamed the land in ways that changed how they viewed it.
You have the creation of theme parks where the landscape becomes a part of a manipulated environment. And these are the years when Marineland opens and when Disneyland opens and any number of other theme parks, so that the landscape doesn't exist only in its unadulterated grandeur, but exists in this manipulated, contrived sense also to serve our own ends.
Abstract painters, beatnik poets, and jazz musicians stood apart from the 1950s culture of conformity, finding refuge in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles. Moving into the 1960s, California car culture and surf culture exploded in popularity, sparking new genres of pop music. A black-and-white photo, Surfboard in the Setting Sun, shows an eye-level view of the tip of a surfboard pointing across an endless sea toward a pinprick sun as it dips below the horizon. We also see acid rock album covers, psychedelic posters, and underground comics of the hippie counterculture that became mass culture, and political art of the militant black, brown, and anti-war movements. Made in California clearly hopes to show the relationship of art to history by placing relevant artifacts and ephemera alongside traditional fine art.
That's abandoning ship, and LACMA has abandoned ship in this exhibition.
Los Angeles Times art critic Christopher Knight hates the show. He says curators put artistically unrelated works together in bogus social groups.
My objection to the exhibition is that it takes the lens of pop culture and looks through that to look at art. And that's inevitably a distortion and demeans works of art. But it's inappropriate to look at art through a lens of pop culture, particularly for an art museum.
Knight says the L.A. County Museum of Art is pandering to a general audience. New York Times art critic Roberta Smith says the L.A. County Museum of Art is one of many art museums that want to be anything but art museums. Yet she knocks LACMA alone for rudimentary Marxism. The Wall Street Journal echoes that, but praises the show's treatment of the last 20 years of California art as diverse and provocative. Senior curator Stephanie Barron says the museum wanted to stimulate a broader dialogue about California art, so she's not surprised the unconventional exhibit is getting some heat. She adds most museum goers she's talked to enjoy seeing how art has worked with or against commerce to form popular images of the Golden State. Made in California, Art, Image, and Identity, 1900 to 2000, closes February 25th at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. If you go, think about taking 2 days to see it all. It is, as they say, huge. I'm Eric Roy for NPR News, Los Angeles.